welcome to another fun-filled episode of Days of Magical Mystery, midweek movie mumblings taken from the archives. This is part one of the trilogy of episodes I did talking about the Saw franchise, specifically Saw to Jigsaw slash Spiral. What's the one that came in between those? I don't think there was one. Anyway, you know what I mean. We're taking a deep dive into all things Saw-related. In this episode, we talk specifically about Saw from 2004, Saw 2 from 2005, and Saw 3 from 2006. And yeah, you should definitely go and listen to the other episodes after listening to this one, where I talk about the rest of them. Hey! Also in this episode, I started getting very experimental with audio production, and I'm trapped in the villainous Jigsaw's infamous bathroom from the first film. Will I make my way out in a manner that is radio-friendly and Ofcom safe? Well, yes, because this was originally broadcast on FM radio. But hey, it's still an exciting and, I think, quite well done episode, if I do say so myself. And I hope you enjoy it very much. Just a reminder that you can follow me on Instagram via @DaisysMagicalMysteryMix to keep up on all things me on the radio related, I guess. Will I make it out? Who's to say? Enjoy and say hello to me from the past. Bye.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. I was lying down for quite a while there. I seem to have woken up in the CamFM studio for some reason. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here. What's that? Oh, that's weird. There's a tape over there and like an old, there's like this weird, like old, like box set TV. I don't know. I guess I'll just, you know, click it in and see what it says. Right, I'll just press play, I guess. I'm just as confused as you guys are. All right, let's give it a go.
Hello, Daisy. You find yourself trapped in the CamFM studio because I want to play a game. This game involves watching the first three Saw films and then discussing with the general public of Cambridgeshire and beyond on FM radio your thoughts and opinions on these first three films. You cannot leave the CamFM studio until you have done this. And, other stuff. I don't know. I can't really mention the other stuff on live radio because, you know, these are 18 rated films for violence, but none of that's gonna happen, okay? It's just, you know, an arbitrary goal that you have to do. Okay, I'm gonna go now and let you do that because I need a lozenge. I hope you do well. Okay, alright, bye. Love you, bye.
Right. Okay, I mean, I would have just discussed them anyway, but, you know, I guess since there's an arbitrary power keeping me here, I guess I'll stay here then. Maybe I should try this door? Oh no, okay, right, that seems locked. Internet? No, we're cut off. Okay, fantastic. I am trapped in the CamFM studio, I guess, by this mysterious Jigsaw character who seems very reminiscent of antagonist of the Saw films. Yes, I guess, you know, he wants me to review the first three Saw films, so I guess I'll do that. Just like any other normal episode of Days of Magical Mystery midweek movie mumblings, that's fine. So welcome. As you can probably tell, this is pre-recorded, as all of my shows are, but with the added twist that I am also technically in a radio-esque Saw trap this time, which is very fun. I'll get started. Luckily, I've got, he's been kind enough to leave me a USB USB stick with, like, all the trailer clips on and a copy of Audacity and Mix so that I can get this edited now on air. So that's good. If you have any thoughts, opinions, etc., or you just want to get in touch, obviously I can't read it out live, but do still send them to me at dmmm@camfm.co.uk or on my Instagram @daisysmagicalmysterymix. I guess I'll get started. What is it you wanted me to discuss again? Oh, yeah, the first three Saw films. Yeah, right. So, Saw 1. I've got the trailer for it here. Let's get started. Right, okay. I'll just get started and play this for you guys. Okay, see you in a minute. Bye!
Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Ah! path with a razor wire.
Technically speaking, he's not really a murderer. He never killed anyone.
Dr. Gordon, your aim in this game is to kill Adam. If you do not, then Diana will die.
He finds ways for his victims to kill themselves.
I tell you what, I do actually really like that trailer. I think it's really atmospheric, but yeah, there you go. Anyway, welcome back. Still trapped in the CamFM studio as per usual, unless I talk about these first three Saw films. But hey, what better place to start than with Saw 2004, the one that started it all. Whatever your thoughts may be on the Saw franchise, I don't know. This is, I would say, possibly the most defensible as like a good film. Like, this is probably the film that had the clearest vision. It's the one that had like, okay, you could say, right, some context. If you are completely new to the Saw film franchise and you are like, what the hell is going on, what was that intro bit, what is happening, right, okay, so the Saw films are essentially a series of films, that's easy, about the sort of primary antagonist, Jigsaw, right? I guess he is eponymous because his name's Jigsaw, but anyway. But it's about him as he sort of goes around kidnapping various wrong-uns. Although some of them aren't wrong-uns, but yeah. He puts them into these sort of like death traps and they have to do a various series of convoluted thingy-mabobs to kind of escape, etc. Lots of gore, lots of violence, lots of eels had throughout, you know. They're quite, I mean, not for everyone, put it that way, but we'll get into it the further we get in, you know, the further down the line of Saw films we get, we'll get further into quite the immense criticism they come under. But anyway, the first Saw film, 2004, James Wan directed, James Wan as well, incidentally, who many of you will probably know from directing films like The Conjuring and Insidious and all your faves. Did he direct The Conjuring? I'm pretty sure he directed The Conjuring. But anyway, I mean, recently there was a superhero film he directed, I believe. It was Aquaman, actually. Insidious, The Conjuring, Aquaman, Malignant even, which was apparently quite a good film, I think. I think Winona Ryder, yeah. Was it Winona Ryder? No, it wasn't. No, it's just someone who looks very a lot like Winona Ryder. Anyway, very well-known horror director, although he does sometimes dip his toes into superhero fodder. And I would honestly say, honestly, hand on heart, I think that the first Saw film is a good film, unironically, and deserves your time, even if you aren't massively into horror. I don't know what rating this film is, actually, on the BBFC website. Let me double check, because, I care about you guys that much. Woman looks up something. Although, remember, technically, we don't have internet. I mean, I guess Jigsaw was nice enough to just give me the entire BBFC database. Yeah, that works. So the original Saw. Oh, it is an 18. Okay, I wouldn't not necessarily agree with that. So if you're under 18, stop listening to the show right now because, I mean, you know, you can. I mean, there's nothing in this show inherently adult, but, you know, don't watch these films that I'm talking about, okay? Because they're not for you, they're for adults. But the first Saw film, I don't think it's in any way gory or violent in the same way that the later Saw films are. It's much more stripped back. So the original production of the first Saw film is actually very interesting. So it stemmed out of the fact that James Wan, in an interview, has talked about this. James Wan had absolutely no money whatsoever to make this film, right? It was so low budget. It was just like, okay, some dudes... rolling around with some ketchup, you know, all your favorite low budget horror staples. But like, we want to make an interesting film. What are we going to do? Well, we can't have any more than one set, maybe two sets if we're really pushing the budget. We can't have any more than one set. So what do? We get a single bathroom set, right? We make it look properly dingy, right? It's become very famous. In fact, this set, we make it look properly dingy. And we find an excuse to have our two characters locked in that basement for the entire duration of the film. And it works, you know, it really does work. It's this really simple premise where the entire incredibly convoluted lore, pardon the pun, is that really a pun though? The entire convoluted lore, sorry, of the Saw films was sort of built around. It really works. Like, it's this very simple premise, but it kind of, there's really satisfying twists in it. I mean, the Saw franchise eventually becomes known for its incredibly silly twists, put it that way, if you haven't seen them before, but we'll get into it. It just really worked. Everything about this film really works. I mean, I will say, probably not like the most, like if we're talking about like the Citizen Kane of film, probably not. The editing is very, very early 2000s, right? So it's very like, you know, 360 Wachowski inspired camera angles, like lots of like, wow, you know, I mean, you heard it in the trailer. There's a lot of that kind of like, shoom, pyong, pyong, sort of like, you know, editing, you know, like very kitchen nightmares adjacent. Okay. Yeah, that sort of thing. And I mean, whilst that is very fun, I mean, is it conducive to particularly emotive and or effective horror filmmaking? Maybe not. But at the same time, this is a good film with a message. Well, does it really have a message? Yeah. I mean, the message is don't end up getting locked in a basement by a serial killer, I guess, is the general thesis of the film, which I don't think many people needed to be told. But, you know, still, a very good film, a film that is very much worth your time. And beyond it just being like high camp, this film is probably the one that is most worth your time. As always, I have written a mini review of this. I actually rewatched all of the Saw films recently. Well, many of them I'd seen for the first time, including this one. But I went through and rewatched all of them. Because, you know, that's the kind of sort of thing. That's the sort of thing I do. Well, I crochet. I watch all the Saw films. Because why not? And I very much enjoyed watching them. So what of it? Anyway, the first Saw film, which I am really struggling to find on my list. Where is it? Okay, one sec. Sorry. Woman, look something up. I know. Very fascinating radio. I did definitely review this. I'm pretty sure. Yes, I did. Right. I gave it 4 stars, which I think is perfectly justified. 4 stars out of 5, I think is perfectly justified for this film. 8 out of 10. Because when you think of it, again, I've talked about this many times on here before, but it's one of those films where you watch it and you think, that is so cliche, I've seen that done about 4,000 billion times. And then you think to yourself, no, well, wait, this was the first film to do it, so it's the kind of progenitor, I don't know. Sorry, I've completely messed that up, but anyway, you get what I mean. Of all these other horror tropes, and I think that's really effective, so why not? You know, I'm going to give it 10s where it's due, or it's 8 out of 10s where it's due. And of this film, when I saw it, I said, here we have a film. I remember writing this. Here we have a film that is the chemical outcome of someone distilling every single bat something, because I can't say that word on radio, late 90s / early 2000s filmmaking cliche into a true masterpiece of horror camp. Equal measures of ew-ing and genuine belly laughs abound. I had to rewatch this film 5 minutes. Well, I was down. Sorry, I didn't have to. I was down, sorry, to rewatch this film 5 minutes after finishing it. 10 out of 10 would languish on a bloody foot stump. Would languish with a bloody foot stump on a dirty bathroom floor again. So that's what I said back in May of last year. I didn't think I watched it that late. But anyway, tell you what, I might actually rewatch it when this is done. Because I've got some crocheting to do, so maybe I'll rewatch it after that. But anyway, so yeah, that was the first Saw film. Genuinely, if there is one film, if you are thinking, Daisy, I hate gore, I hate violence, I was never ever going to watch any of the Saw films to begin with, you know, what is here for me? I would strongly, strongly recommend watching the first Saw film. Is it a masterpiece? No, but it's not that gory. It's not like gratuitous, which you could definitely, definitely accuse the later films of being. Don't get me wrong. And it really is, like, if you are into your film, I do think it's one of those films that you have to watch, basically. It's one of the classics. You do have to watch it. I'm sorry. We have to do things we don't like once in a while, okay? But yeah. Anyway, now we move on to possibly my least favourite of all the Saw films, Saw 2. So I'm going to have a great time discussing this with you in 52 seconds after we've finished playing the trailer clip. Okay, bye!
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. No! He wants us to cut through our feet.
He helped me.
I want to play a game. Greetings and welcome. Right now, you are breathing in a deadly nerve agent. The only way out is to find an antidote. One is inside the safe. You all possess the combination in the back of your mind. Let the game begin.
Let's just take our
time. This whole house is a
trap. Shut the hell up!
So yeah. Another trailer that I think is rather indicative of the film's plot. I don't think it leaves that much to the imagination, put it that way.
it's not much is left unsaid in that trailer, put it that way. So not only does it kind of summarize the minor, I should have probably said that before we played it, but very minor spoilers for the first film. In fact, I kind of said, I mean, that's not really the twist of the first film, so it's fine. But yeah, Saw 2, the first Saw film, when it came out in 2004, was immensely successful, right? So not only, this is another really interesting thing, I've talked about this on this show I think last week, actually. But basically, there's this thing in filmmaking called the Blumhouse model, which is essentially where you crank out incredibly low-budget horror films for basically like £1 each. Well, they're a bit more than that. But, you know, in filmmaking terms, they're not that expensive. They're like maybe $1 million to $2 million each, which I know sounds like a lot, but in filmmaking, that is literally a drop in the ocean. You make these films, you release them, and if they literally generate any profit at all, you know, hey, ka-ching, and they don't need to generate that much profit for you to be in the green. So, you know, anyway, Saw, you could argue, is kind of the ancestor of the Blumhouse model, because this film was so immensely successful. As I say, it was produced on a shoestring budget, and it was very obvious from the get-go that another one was around the corner. I don't think people around 2005 anticipated it was quite going to be the very next year in Halloween, but sure, yeah. The people wanted their fix of Saw, so we got Saw 2, which in my humble opinion is the single worst of the entire Saw franchise. You could say that my credentials are lessened, whatever, but I have not seen this film in a very long time. And I have good reason for doing it, because I just very much did not enjoy it when I watched it. I just thought it was so... like, in comparison to the other ones, it's very uncreative. It doesn't have the cleverness. It doesn't have the, like, oh my God, this is such an original idea of the original film. And it doesn't have the it's so bad it's good camp factor of the later films, where no one is taking anything seriously, and you know, they just become these incredible gore fests for no other reason than just to make incredibly silly one-liners. And they're great, but anyway, we'll get into that later on. But Saw 2, I really do think this was where I think the franchise was most struggling to find its feet. Okay, we've had the first film, which had lots of yucks and eels, but was also quite a good film, you know, genuinely it was all right. And then, you know, what are we going to do now? Are we going to try and do like a serious film again? I mean, they tried to, it didn't work very well because we got Saw 2 as a result of it. It just all falls very flat. I think a lot of the cleverness and a lot of the reason that people enjoy the original film so much is because of that really clever original idea. It's that like really simple premise of you wake up, you're locked in a basement, there's a mysterious voice, and it says that, I don't know, you've got to do something not very nice to get out. Like, that's a really simple, clear concept, hadn't been done before, great. But I mean, with Saw 2, they increase the number of people in the Saw trap. Okay, fine, we've done a little bit there. But like, there's just, it's the franchise that feels its most, it's the point it feels its most gratuitous, because there's nothing like, there's no artistic substance to this film beyond it just being gory. Like, there's no original idea behind it, because we've already had this idea in Saw 1. You know, just adding arbitrarily more characters to the Saw trap isn't really being that creative with the formula. But anyway, you know, what are we going to do? And like, it doesn't like go, it still takes itself seriously. The later Saw films just do not take themselves seriously, which is what makes them so much fun. And what makes me, you know, genuinely declare myself a fan of the Saw franchise, because like, you know, they're just so unbelievably self-aware in those later entries. But this one just kind of languishes in just mundaneness, really. It's just all a bit like, it's the filmmaking equivalent of like soggy bread, I would say, Saw 2. I mean, I have no inclination to watch it. I mean, I'm probably going to go through and rewatch all of the Saw films at some point, but I really don't know if I can even force myself to watch Saw 2. I mean, I'd only ever watch Saw 2 for the incredibly convoluted plot twists, which the Saw franchise became very, very well known for, and rightly so. But unlike in its later entries, where it embraces the incredible convoluted nature of their plot twists, Saw 2, just again, is just, you know, it's all just very average. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, we're taking ourselves a bit too seriously. It's like someone's telling you the most ridiculous story you've ever heard with an entirely straight face and with loads of gore slapped onto it, which, I mean, isn't really that great. But anyway, I haven't actually got a mini review of this. I know, gasp, it's been that long since I watched it. But I hope this extended review adequately lets you know that I didn't enjoy it very much. I think I would give this, like, I don't know,
1.5, 2 stars. I mean, below average, see me after class, D minus, I would say for Saw 2. Yeah, I think that's a fair enough rating. Watch it if you are watching. I mean, obviously, you should watch it if you're watching all the Saw films. Hello. But, you know, don't be surprised if you get very disappointed by it, because it's a bit naff, really, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to race along now because we're running out of time rapidly in the arbitrary 30 minutes I have for this slot. So we're going to race along with the trailer for Saw 3. I hope you enjoy, and I'll be with you yet again in 45 seconds. Okay, bye!
Choice.
Like, okay, hear me out. I feel like I probably should have picked slightly better trailer clips that weren't just people screaming and really loud mid-2000s sound effects, because believe it or not, there is slightly more to these films than just cheesy mid-2000s sound effects and screaming. I know, shocking, but it's true, there is. So Saw 3. Here we start dipping our toes into the realm of campness with Saw 3. This Saw 3, by the way, I'm not going to talk about plot, no spoilers, obviously. This is a spoiler-free zone. But Saw 3 makes it very clear that this film, this franchise even, was kind of intended as a trilogy, in the sense, not in like a sort of, okay, we've got an artistic vision and we're going to stop it after the third film, but in the sense that they make the third film, there is like a sort of hint to future films to come in the third film, but it's a very cautious hint for films to come. It's basically when you're kind of like to yourself, well, I don't know if this film's going to make much money. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to be like, right, maybe we'll get a sequel. Who knows? Leave the plot adequately open enough to sort of bait the audience there. But we don't know if we're going to get a sequel. So, you know, we want to wrap up the primary plot line, you know, nice and neatly so that we can do that. However, given that there are 7 films after this one in the Saw franchise, the quote-unquote main plot line that I described to you there is very much adequately wrapped up, and so much so that it becomes increasingly difficult for the writers to bring back the characters who were killed off by this resolution of the plot line. Again, expert maneuvering around spoilers there from me. You can imagine it gets rather convoluted rather quickly, which is partly where the incredible sort of fun campness of the later films comes in. Saw 3, 2006... is it a masterpiece? Is it like, you know, is it edging into that very camp so bad it's good territory? No. However, I am on my own in this. A lot of people really like the third Saw film in that kind of very camp vein. I personally don't think it's that good. I think it still has that lingering sort of we're so serious and we're actually making a properly serious horror film in it. It's not just like a gore fest where everyone's delivering really cheesy one-liners and the plot's really convoluted in it. Like, it's not quite at that point as Saw 2, no, not Saw 2, as, you know, the creme de la creme of the Saw film, Saw 6 is, but we'll talk about that later. I'm very excited to. But, you know, it's nowhere near as bad as Saw 2, put it that way. I mean, again, low bar to cross, given my not very positive feelings on Saw 2. But yeah, I don't know. Interestingly as well, James Wan, I do believe, dropped off direct. Yeah, so James Wan stopped directing the Saw films after the first one. The second one was directed by this guy, Darren Lynn Bousman, who I believe directed a couple of the actually really good Saw. Yeah, he directed, oh no, okay, no, scratch that, he directed the worst Saw films of the Saw franchise. Okay, so he's probably not the best guy for this. He also directed Saw 3. Again, he did a better job with Saw 3 than he did with Saw 2, did old Darren, because, you know, my gosh, Saw 2, every time the more I think about Saw 2, the more I dislike it. He did a better job in kind of embracing the campness with Saw 3. But again, actually, also scratch that. My least favorite Saw film is Spiral, Book of Saw. I mean, when we get to that, oh my lord, we might just need a half an hour episode dedicated to that on its own, because I do not like that film very much. But yeah, so James Wan, if James Wan is like the S tier of Saw directors, Darren Lynn Bozeman is like maybe D, C, D, like see me after class territory, I'm afraid to say. They're not as fun. They take themselves far too seriously, and there's no like real creative oomph to like go behind them to justify. This is another thing that I want to talk about, the extreme gore. Right, okay, I don't know if I'm just desensitized, but I don't find the gore in the Saw films particularly affecting. It's basically just goo. It's so unrealistic and so like non-threatening that it becomes very campy, very so bad it's good very quickly. And so I actually do quite enjoy the quote-unquote gore in the Saw films, again, because they come from this incredibly like campy, very Rob Bottin inspired, by the way, practical effects where you just like spray ketchup at everything that moves, but in an artful way. You know, it's very interesting in that regard, but again, like, it takes itself far too seriously. It's not as bad as Saw 2 in that regard, but it still takes itself way too seriously. And it does, whilst it does an admirable job at, you know, wrapping up some of the very convoluted plot lines of the previous Saw films, perhaps not admirable enough, because there is still a lot of heavy lifting that the later Saw films have to do. Oh my god. I did write a mini review for Saw 3 as well. You know, I'm a highly professional individual, even though I didn't write one for Saw 2. I'm sorry, guys. But I did write one for Saw 3. And my thoughts on Saw 3 were as follows. I gave it 2.5 stars. So bang on average for me, 5 out of 10, which I think is perfectly reasonable. I mean, again, if Saw 2 is like 1.5, 2 stars, that makes perfect sense in my mind. But yeah, so what did I say about this film? I said, this is a film that relies way too hard on the fact I remember anything from Saw 2. This is true. I do remember this being a particular problem, okay? They are assuming a lot of knowledge of the previous Saw films. Traps are fun, but this is certainly a further incline in world quality since the original. And then there's a bit of a spoiler there. But yeah, so, I mean, inclining quality in terms of, like, we're edging into so bad it's good territory, right? We've kind of lost the boat of making a genuinely good film quite a while ago, I'm not going to lie, with the Saw films, but we're definitely now going into self-aware, so bad it's good territory, which we didn't have with Saw 2, but anyway. I guess that's all of the Saw films discussed. That's pretty cool. Tell you what, I'll play a little jingle and, I'll kind of see where I'm at with that then, but yeah, I think that's broadly us done. All right, hopefully I'll be let out now. Okay, bye!
Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings on Cam FM.
Right, well, I guess that's that done. Oh, hang on. Don't know if you guys heard that, but a little drawer just popped open and there's another little tape in here. Well, I guess I should just do what I did before and pop this in and see what it says. So let's do that.
Congratulations, Daisy. You have succeeded in rambling for 10 minutes apiece about the first three Saw films. But can you keep it up? Come back. Come back the week after next. And you can talk about the next three if you want. I mean, if you fancy. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. But, you know, it'd be quite cool if you did. So, anyway, I'll let get on. All right. Okay, bye.
Right. Well, fair enough, I guess. Like the mysterious disembodied voice said, we just spoke about the, first three Saw films. Saw 1, Saw 2, and Saw 3. Join me in another 2 weeks, where I'll discuss the next three, Saw 4, Saw 5, and Saw 6. I guess I'm happy to do that. Why not? I guess I'll see you then. What's that? Oh, the door's open again. Thank God for that. I was sure nothing was going to happen anyway, but, you know, thank God for that anyway. For now, then, I guess it's toodaloo, and, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye! Oh, yeah, by the way, you can also listen to my show, Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix, on Saturday at 6 p.m. Yeah, and also I'll be back with another three movies that aren't Saw movies next Wednesday, but then it's the Wednesday after the Saw movies. Okay, bye, I'm going now, bye! Bye! Okay, bye, I'm going now!